USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California bill designed to combat narratives that go against the state on COVID-19 by medical professionals passed in the state Senate Monday evening. The bill could see doctors and other medical professionals face disciplinary action and could have their state licenses suspended or revoked by disagreeing with the state's narrative. Democrat State Senator Richard Pan is a co-sponsor.
So in terms of our legislation, as we're trying to deal with this COVID pandemic, we need to work to try to keep schools safe.
At least 15 people have been killed in clashes between Iraqi security forces and supporters of a powerful Iranian-backed Shia cleric in the capital, Baghdad. Officials say dozens more were injured after protesters loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr stormed the presidential palace. The violence began after Mr. Sadr announced his retirement from politics. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades. And decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.